Okay, so we're in the post-Bishel world here in Solomon Tashin Ayin Aleph. But we'll never be the same. But I was asked, but it's a very, very important malacha. So we'll do a couple of what other malachas we do. So it's a very important malacha related to, two people asked me about opening packages and the related topics. That is the malacha of Koreah. So you can't do the malacha of Koreah before you do the malacha of Topher. So the two malachas that we're going to do are the malachas of Topher and Koreah, which are towards the second half of the Lamed Tes malachas. And we'll see. Last year, those who were here, we did a couple of a bunch of the first ones. We did Boer, Toche, Wash, I think. We did those. Now we'll do Topher and Koreah. Topher, I think, is one shear, one plus. Koreah is 2 to 3 shear. And then we'll see after that. Probably be Purim Pesach time to get some related shearim to the time of the year. Okay, so let's get started in the malacha of... You have to know everything. It doesn't matter what order you go in. You have to learn all 39 malachas. Probably 34 of them, about, are lamaisa. You know, I don't think anybody here is making bate nirin on the loom. That's probably not lamaisa. Skinning animals probably also is not lamaisa. But almost all malachas, 33, 34, almost all of them have some lamaisa applications in our lives, some more than others. So we have to learn all of them. So you just got to pick a malacha and go for it and learn all of the halachas and the applications. So the next two that we'll do, Be'ez Hashem, is Topher and Koreah. So the malacha of Topher. What does the malacha of Topher mean? So one might translate it as sewing, but a more exact definition, a more inclusive definition, is the combining of two separate objects into a single entity. That's Topher. Taking two different objects and making them into one. That could be by sewing, if I take two cloth pieces of cloth and put it together, by pinning, as we'll talk about, gluing, taping, any way of putting two items together, that is the malacha of Topher. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the case in source number one, it's in Mishin Mem, HaMedabik Niyaroso Oros, Pekolon Shel Sofrim, if I glue together papers or skins, with a type of glue, v'chayotze bo, harizet told us Topher v'chayim. That's the malacha of Topher. What was Topher in the Mishkan? Just to put the hides together. Make all the hides. Well, 2 weeks ago's parsha. Make all the hides, the curtains on the roof of the Mishkan, on the sides of the Mishkan. So that's where they glued items together. So this is the issue of Topher, as we'll see. This comes up in many different various applications. Putting two things together. You aren't allowed to use adhesive notes, stickums. What about those things you use to hold your place in the safer? Can you use those things on, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Those, the colorful things. I saw like a whole fancy box recently. Like, somebody has like 15 different colors to use. Are you allowed to stick those in on Shabbos? Are you allowed to move those on Shabbos? That's the whole, the Havamina, to talk about it, is Topher. What about zippering something? Is there anything to talk about when you zipper something closed? Don't even lock up Topher, sticking Velcro, magnets, all of these, using diapers, as we'll see, issues of Topher might come up. This is all the malacha of Topher. That is the definition of the Shulchan Aruch says. The Bir Halacha highlights this definition as well. The Bir Halacha in source 3 right there. Ki Topher in Yano, source number 2. The Lokeach Shnei Dvar Machad. Then you take two separate things. Umachabar was Amlechad. And you connect them. V'cheinu Edi Divo. Through some type of sticky substance. V'nira Li Duha Dikishim Adavik H La H La Edi Devik and Ahu. You put two pieces of wood together. Gam Kim Shein Topher Olav. Right, any type of putting two things together. As we'll get to by the Shem, the next malacha is Koreah, which is the opposite. Ripping two things apart. Right, everything we talk about by Topher, we'll have to talk about Koreah. That's what we'll talk about. Opening packages and boxes and cereals and maybe we'll get into opening bottles. And if not, we'll do Bone after that, because that's also related to that item. Bone is very big. But that is the malacha of Topher, and as the opposite is Koreah. Shmir Shabbos just has another definition, and that is, what about stapling something together? So is that, who's stapling on Shabbos? Let's say you have to, one has to know, let's say somebody has to be on call in a hospital, and somebody has to put things together in order for it to be filed, whatever the case may be. So hopefully you can get out of that malacha. But if somebody staples, is that a malacha? So it says the Shmir Shabbos, in the second half of source number 3, yes, stapling is also a form of Topher. Asu l'sgar matafol chaber dafim b'mpsos sichot shemachonat tiduk. That's also, it doesn't matter what type of putting things together, that is the malacha of tofer.
Yeah. The problem of also korea with the holes?
No? What about, is korea with the holes in the stapler? I don't know if that would be korea. Not sure. That's an interesting question. I think the ikker part, what he's trying to do is tofer. Okay, point number two. Point number two is, we've said in other malachas that there's a ingredient of permanence. If I don't do a malacha in a permanent way, then it's not going to be a problem. What about malacha of tofer? It's going to be very important for, as we'll get into in a second, the issue of diapers. So the Rama has 2 days about this. The Shulchan Aruch says in source number 5, Shulchan Aruch and the Rama, Matir and Beit Tzaver, Mikeshish Kasher Koveis, we're not going to do kosher, maybe there'll be another malacha that we could do, about tying knots, about tying shoelaces, tying garbage bags, a lot of discussion that we can have regarding the malacha of kosher. But it used to be in those days that when you gave something to the dry cleaner, it came back like in knots. Somehow they tied the neck in a knot, or they tied the sleeves in a knot. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Matir beis atzaver, if you have your neck is all tied up, you're allowed to open it. Shekshar kovei, that the launderer did. She'eino kesher kayama. So we'll get to that. We're combining the malacha of kosher in terms of permanence. But the Rama says, skip 2 lines. Lachain asur lenatek olachtok zuk shel min alim hatzfurim yachad kederek shahum haumanin osin. This is the thing that we'll talk about by when we get to Korea. Let's say you got your dry cleaning bag. And on the dry cleaning, it had a sticker, which, I don't know, it says it was cleaned. It has the company. You ought to take that off? You want to take off a dry cleaning tag? What if it's in the back of your collar and it's bothering you? You ought to take that off on Shabbos? Right? Or let's say, what he's talking about here. Sometimes you get, you have new socks. The socks are connected. Right? With that hard plastic thing. You ought to cut that on Shabbos? So we say, of course not. We've got to see. Of course not because we have no idea about the malacha? Or is that of course not because it's really aser? So that's basic core to know the definition of korea. So that's what we're going to have. I'm not going to talk about any of the korea issues, give any answers, with the focus on tofer, but that's what the Ramah is talking about. The Ramah said it's aser to separate, if you have a type of shoes that were held together by a string, even though it's not shal kayama, de'en chilek betfira, bein shal kayama, de'en shal kayama. First day of the Ramah, tofer has no distinction. Doesn't matter if it's permanent or not, it's the malacha. Some malacha is, right, plowing. If you plow something, it doesn't matter if it's permanent or not, you plow. The act of plowing is usher. Other malachas we know for sure has an ingredient of permanence. For example, coloring. A woman putting on makeup on Shabbos. Most of the time, at most, that's going to be an issur d'rabbana. She's not allowed to do it because it's coloring, but it's not going to stay on her face forever. Even for 24 hours, it's probably going to fade. That's why the regular makeup, the Shabbos makeup, which doesn't even stay at all halachically, but regular makeup is not going to stay, so it's shal kayama. Kosher, not. Why are we allowed to tie our shoes on Shabbos? Because it's not shal kayama. Other malachas have an ingredient of permanence required in order for it to be the definition of the malacha. The first day of the Ramah here is that tofer does not have that ingredient. Even if it's not shal kayama, it's still usher, still regular malacha of tofer. But then the Ramah goes to the second day. The yesh matirin, b'tfira she'eino shal kayama. Some say no, it's mutter. Ve'ein lahatir b'fnei ha'maaretz. Okay, don't spread the word. Don't spread the word that it's mutter, but the Rama has at the second day that it is mutter. So it's important 2 days to remember as we get into the applications whether tofer she'eino shal kayama is usur or not. Okay, so let's talk about the main issue now, which is one of the major issues in tofer, and that is the issue of diapers. So you got to know this now, you know, I'm here a couple of years, you have, but it could be, I don't know, what are you now, 18? Could be 4 years. 4 or 5 years, you have nephews and nieces at home, could be, you go back. So is there any issues? What's wrong with diapers? What's wrong with diapers? What could be the problem with diapers? You take a diaper, so first, okay, I have a new package of diapers. So ripping open the diapers, that's correct, we don't have to worry about that right now. So that'll be in the future, so forget ripping open the package. Let's say the package is open, so I take a diaper out. Okay, so far so good. I didn't do anything wrong yet. I unfold the diaper. Okay, so far so good. I still didn't do anything wrong. Now starts the fun. Okay, so what do you have to do? You have to open up the stickies. Right, you have to open up the stickies. So is that any kind of problem? That's stuck together. It's been stuck together for 6 months. Now I'm going to undo something that's been stuck together for 6 months. So again, that's a question of korea. So we're not talking about that right now. But now we get to tofer issues. What are the tofer issues? First time, when I close the diaper on the baby. I put it on the baby, I close the diaper. Is that anything I have to be worried about? Well, what else am I going to do? If we're diapers. don't know. Do you have to use like when my 30 years ago? What about they? They don't have diapers, like disposable diapers. My brother doesn't tell me, but when he was a baby, I'm the youngest. My brother's the oldest. So my brother, they used to use just like what's called cloth diapers, like cloths with safety pins on the side. And they used to wash them. It was, imagine, it was hard. It was not so comfortable in those days for the babies. But that's what they used to use. So when diapers, because we do it, we have to formulate if it's mutter, and it is mutter, why it's mutter. So why is that? I'm closing something, and, is that a problem? Is that a problem? Let's continue for a second. Okay, we're not answering that. I take the diaper off. So what do I usually do when we change the baby? We take the diaper off, sometimes we just throw it out. But sometimes, especially if we don't want it to become messy, we close the diaper up in a nice neat package, and then put it in the garbage. I close it up. That's going to last for a long time. I'm putting it in the garbage. So is that a problem? These are issues that we don't think about. But this is something that we have to talk about. Yeah? The whole thing is holy le'ibud, but still you're closing it. So why should holy le'ibud? Yeah, I'm still doing an act of a malacha, possibly. So let's see what the poskim say. okay, so if you start off with the Ber Moshe, so even before, I didn't give you the Minchas Yisroch. Diane Weiss, Minchas Yisroch in a couple of Chubis, is not a fan of diapers. Maybe he says you have to use pull-ups, which is everything is closed up, you just pull it on and off, or that's what he writes in the Chubis. Doesn't really give other options, but in a couple of Chubis, the Minchas Yisroch is against his machmir diapers, but as you can imagine, most poskim besides him are mekel. The question is why? We have to formulate why it is not a problem. So the Ber Moshe, start off with the Ber Moshe, or Moshe Stern, the Debet Sina Rebbe, in Tosafot 6, tells us, Nishalti, Haim Ve'ech Shari Lishtamish, but Pampers B'Shabbos. Could you use diapers? Hey Shafti, Yish Lahafti, Erebekamit Snoim. A couple of conditions. So he's talking a number of years ago. So what he's going to describe is, you know what, like we have on a Band-Aid, we have covers for the sticky part, and you have a Band-Aid, you have like two white things. So that's what the diapers that he's talking about had on it. You had these covers to the sticky part. It wasn't just a fold-over like we have with the Velcro, which we'll talk about Velcro in a few minutes. But he had like a Band-Aid. So he shafti, yesh lahati v'kametzron. Let me explain. Yiftechu akufsa, first of all, open the package before Shabbos. The asira plastic, meftei be'erev Shabbos. He says, l'chatchila, remove the plastic part from the sticky part before Shabbos. Just leave it open. The akagach shor lahati v'shabbos. Then you can use it. Why? Ki einenu madik rakal shos achados ukishen iskalkel benitza shari l'koro. Because how long is it going to be on the baby for? Just a couple of hours at most. So that's Topher Shein Shachayama. If you're aligned the second day of the Ramah. That is the Iker Din, what we see at the Paskin. If it's Tfir Shein Shachayama, it's not going to last except for a couple of hours. Mutter L'chantiwa. So now he explains. The Minchas, the very Moshe always has the summary. He has like three lines where he says his answer, and then he says, okay, now let me explain it. So then he goes, it's like Rav Avadi has the opposite in Yechavadas. He always has the whole tshuva and then he has a sikkum at the end. So it's always a cheat. You always look at the end to see what the answer is. But he has a summary. See, here he has it at the beginning. So the inyan l'shamik b'pampers b'shabbos. B'makam acher kasafti, shadaki l'vsof shiv t'chlof kufsos, v'yubu me'a pampers b'yak kufsa me'er shabbos. I ran elsewhere. They should try to open it and take off the papers that were on the sticky part before Shabbos. Yakar yasira plastic me'atei p'ayinu b'mkoma. Shahadevek yiskale, the sticky part should be open. V'ya'omei kein magula me'er shabbos, and should stay there for me'er shabbos. This is not generally what the minhag is. I mean, nowadays we don't have that. We just have the Velcro. But even so, people don't open it. Below yachzer a plastic shehesi yomer Shabbos. Don't let it go. The hagam. Look at line 10. Shebis sifri heitarki lasir shnei tei me shnei kitzvos a band-aid. I didn't tell you that you got to open band-aids before Shabbos. So what's the difference between taking the covers off the sticky part of band-aids and taking the covers off the sticky parts of diapers? What's the difference? Right, and we're not so open on ice. Maybe we'll need band-aids. Maybe before every Shabbos we should open up a few. He says, I don't say you have to do that. What's the difference? You know what? You can make it really in both places. I don't really believe that this is such an acre, then you have to do this. Because what? Because you're worried when you open it, it's Korea, which we'll get to in the future. I will presume open it anymore, so we'll have to your mayor of Shabbos. But I still want people to know that it's Shabbos. Do something different for Shabbos than on Erev Shabbos, even though it's not really the Malacha. But he said, I would like you to do something different. So people don't come to him as alzim. But me ikar hadin halo me roshumi karako yodin sheyefta b'shemo b'shemo ulam sheyogufa yelling up pampers as a kinyit b'piyachad yodin mishos achados. It's going to be on for a couple of hours. So at most, it's a tefira shel eino shel kayama, and the Rama says that's mutter. So that is the Ber Moshe. He has olchachila, but he says it's not really olchachila. It is really eino shel kayama, and this is what Rova Poskim say, that it is not a problem. And then, if you want to look even more, turn the page for a second, you go to the Tzitz Eliezer, in source number 7. The Tzitz Eliezer assumes this is even less than eino shel kayama, and everyone would agree in our case. Top of source 7. Ulam yesh l'tzadei lahatir b'nidonenu mikoch chayim achrina. Let me explain why it's mutter. The yesh lomar, the afilu ha'oshim tfira she'eno shal kayama, even those who aser a tfira, which is eno shal kayama, we'll call semi-permanent. Not permanent at all. It's semi-permanent. Even those who aser that, v'chein zeh sha'afilu ha'matirim osrim yas lasos kim b'nei ma'aret, although, and even the matirim say you shouldn't announce this heter, kol zehu dafka kisha oset tfira einenu asuyi lisotzer bo bayom. That's where it's going to be on, but it's going to be for a while, but not permanent. But if it's supposed to come out, be undone in 3 hours, or even less, Azai einena asuyi lekiyam klal v'kuli ama yodu demuteresi. Everybody agreed it's not even shel eino shel kayama. Like we spoke about, or we will talk about by last year about miskayim. Other malachas, you have different levels. Let's say writing. If you write something normally, it's permanent. If I write on a fogged up window, I write high in the, so that's in the Siddur Rabbanah, because it's not, it's eino shel kayama. But if I write in sand, it's nothing. But right in the air, that's not even shok. It's not writing. It's nothing. It's not even eino shel kayama. So here too, says it to Eliezer, in his view, putting on a diaper is not even eino shel kayama. And therefore, l'kuliyama, one would have the heter. It's made to be removed that day. It is not a problem. It is not a problem at all. Continuing. Go to the next. I'll give you the whole tshuva, a big portion of the tshuva. But you go to the next source number 9, Rabbi Ribiat. He quotes an idea, I don't think that we mentioned this year, but it's, again, it's a very important principle of Hilchos Shabbos to know. The example that he always likes to give is, let's say if we have a hole in the wall, and I put a big wooden board to close up the hole. So, is that allowed on Shabbos? Am I allowed to put a big board up to close up a hole on Shabbos? He says, no, that's bonet. As a hole, I'm closing it up. So why is it if I open the door, I can close the door? There's a big hole in the wall. And now I can close the door. Why isn't that bonet? Or if the window's open, I can close the window. Why isn't that bonet? It's a hole there, and I'm closing it. So says Rabbi, it's based on earlier mafarshim, earlier Achronim also coined this phrase. It's what's called derech tashmisha. If something is made to be done and undone, open and closed, on, if it's made to be to do this, so then that's not called a malacha. That's called mode of usage. And therefore, if you have a hole, you put a board there, that's building. If you have a door, it's made to be open and closed. We'll get to this when we talk about zippers in a little bit. Any type of kli with a zipper. So he says it's the same thing with diapers in his view. In source number 9. The tabs, especially the tabs nowadays, where you don't even have the band-aid kind of cover. You're just meant to be open and closed, open and closed. The tabs are designed to be easily and cleanly unpeeled from the diaper, so as to allow the diaper to be periodically opened and checked for wetness or soiling. This detachable design determines that the fastening and unfastening are part of the diaper's mode of use, similar to opening and closing the door of a house. Just as closing the door is not the malacha of bonet, so too is sticking the adhesive tabs not tofer. Meaning it's not even tofer that's not permanent at all. It's not tofer, says the Verbiat. As a rule, the functional mode of use of an item is ordinarily not prohibited by any malacha. So, therefore, putting on the diaper is not a problem. Okay, putting the diaper on the child. What one has to be careful about is one. Yeah.
I think most malachas that are violated are when you do an action that's normally done, like when you open a can that could be kareah. That's opening a can.
I'm saying, but it's meant to be opened back and forth and back and forth. When you open up a can, right, you're going to put the tuna fish can back as a can.
Yeah, So that I guess you wouldn't be able to go back. Like Velcro might be open and closed.
Velcro, okay. That's why we're going to say Velcro is probably not a problem.
So isn't, even though every time you open and close, you could be ripping some of those things off.
Not if you're ripping. It's meant to be open and closed.
If you were, though...
You do? You're ripping. But I think most things are, most malachas, if you plow, there's no opposite of unplow. If you clean, most of them stand alone. But certain malachas, certain actions, you can look at and say, this is meant to be, done back and forth, and therefore it's not called a malacha.
Even if the malacha would, if you say...
I don't know if that's really a malacha. You have to look at the Velcro to see if it's really happening. Yeah.
So according to our Rivia, when you wrap it up in a package afterwards, then that's...
Oh, so we'll get to that. Yes, we're going to get to that. Yeah.
Is there any conditions according to Rivia?
No, it's all mutter. You just close it up. There are two, though, issues that one has to worry about before one says everything is mutter. Turning the page. Again, I gave you an important footnote in Children in Halacha where he talks about the kulas that when he quotes the Minchas Yitzchak at the beginning of the Chumash, he quotes most of our Achronim that are the kulas. But there are two issues that one does have to worry about. Number one, says Rav Avadia, source 11. Another Achronim said it before him, but he quotes it here. Ulam Yesh Lehizayir, Sheba Eishim Makrid Hoes Polanis, Mad Bakasha, Beshabis, Yassirena, Yepridena, La'at, La'at, Lobaki Pazim, Bavas Achas. When you open up the diaper, says, this is a Korea issue, but we're talking about it here. When you open it, one has to make sure to open it carefully. Because sometimes if we just open it, we rip it, so sometimes we'll rip part of it will stay stuck together. Just the bottom part, this is the sticky, and then you rip it, and like part of the bottom sticky part will come with it. So that it'll be permanent, now you'll have opened the diaper, but the sticky part together will be continued, still together. So said Rabbi, you have to be careful when you open it on the place where it's supposed to be open. Which again, our diapers mostly are the newer Velcro than what he was talking about when he wrote the tshuva, and therefore it's not sticky. It's just Velcro. And therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. But once you be careful when you wear this. Kadeshul Yikra meha beged ve'esha fradasa. Va'az gamin b'mikra nikra beged. Therefore, even if it does rip a little bit, if you do it slowly, hariz ha'begeder davar she'enem eskabein u'mutter. It will be mutter anyway, even if it rips a little bit, as long as one is careful that it didn't have to rip. That is one thing to make sure that one is careful about. And number two, the other thing that one must be careful about is what you just said, and that is, let's talk about it here, your Ribiat in the next source, says when one wants to close it up in a nice neat package, after the baby does what he has to do in the diaper, and then one can throw out the diaper, so many times what we do is we close it up in a nice neat package. There, that could be a problem, because that's not meant to be undone. So that's something that should be different on Shabbos, l'chatchila, according to a number of poskim, and that is, using the diaper normally, putting the diaper on, wonderful. Taking the diaper off, wonderful. But after one wants to throw away the diaper, the automatic, usual behavior is close, roll it up, put the stickies back on, put it into a plastic bag, and throw it in the garbage. So that, l'chatchila, should not be done, according to a number of poskim. Rav Ribia mentions it in Source 13, because that is tfira shel kayama, and it's not meant to be undone there. It's not meant to be undone. Just to give another mashal, just like the case of a garbage bag. If I tie my shoes, so then I can tie my shoes on Shabbos. Why? Because I'm making a bow, is what's called a niva al gabi kesher. That's the usual, what we tie our shoes. It's a bow on top of what we call a knot. So that's fine. Why? Because I'm going to take it out within 24 hours. But if I do the same exact thing on a garbage bag, I just make a bow. I'm not going to make a doll. I make a bow. Still a problem on Niva Gabi Kesher. Because that's meant to be there forever. That's never going to get undone. They're going to be put in the garbage. The garbage is not going to take it. It's never going to be undone. So therefore, one has to be careful about it. That's what he says in Source 13. Retaping a soiled malodorous diaper to seal it shut before disposal is questionable. Even if the taping could be cleanly removed. In this case, the tabs are never meant to be detached and might therefore be considered permanent. And possibly the malacha of Daraisa Topher. Again, it's not for sure, but it's questionable. On the other hand, it could be argued that since the tabs are designed for fastening and unfastening, it's made to be opened and closed, even though you're going to permanently do it. Maybe you still have the heter of Derech Tashmisha. Retaping is permissible, just as closing the door is permitted, even if one intends to leave it closed indefinitely. Right? If you close your door and you don't have money to come back for a month. Still, it's mostly to do that on Shabbos. Another consideration is the fact that the entire item is to be discarded. Well, you mentioned before, holish l'ibud. where the only purpose of taping the used diaper is simply to prepare it for discarding, it may be classified as temporary. If you're going to throw it out in a minute, so then maybe yesh makom lahakel in that case, but it's better to be stringent and avoid retaping the diapers after use, because it could be that this is going to be perfect. Okay, so this is all issues of diapers, which is one of the major discussions of a tofer. Yeah?
The air motion. Still, Ezra, would they agree with this for Rabbi Yehuda not to do it?
Would they agree, what, this is what, the second part?
Yeah.
They would for sure say it's a problem, because they never said that they're off that speech originally.
Still, Ezra says that first.
He would say it's not Kayama Klaal, because you're going to take it off. But in the other case, yeah, it would be. So you would be Lachomer there, yeah.
How would this be the Erech Tashmisha, though?
Sorry?
How would this be the Erech Tashmisha? It's not, you don't...
But because, the Hefter would be, because there, it's made to be the Erech Tashmisha. Just like the door. If I close the door and I want it to be closed for a year, doesn't matter. I'm not doing Macha Bonet. Because it's made to be open to close. What if I close the door and I lock it? I put 6 locks on it. It's never going to be open for a year. Still not Bonet. Because it's made inherently to be open and closed. So that's the Tzalba Lahatta. He says, but Hatila one shouldn't find that Hatta. Okay, number one. That is diapers. Next, let's get to some other quasi-connectors. Other ways, other semi-connectors. First of all, buttons. Any problem with buttons? The pastors know. We all know we button our shirts. But we have to formulate. Why is it mutter? Why isn't buttons tofer? Because, number one, they're tashmisha. Right, that's the ultimate. It's meant to be open to close, open to close. Even if I'm putting my shirt on, I'm not going to take it off for a while. They're off tashmisha. The other answer could be that it's not a true combination. Right, because what happened when you have a button here? Did I really combine the two parts of my shirt? You can still see they're two separate things. That's why that's not really tofer. It's not a problem to do that. And then the Mishnah is talking about doing this on Shabbos also, if it's buttons. Number one. It's not, that's a third one. It's not Kayama, it's Tashmisha, it's not really even Topher at all. Three reasons. Next, safety pins. Any problem with using safety pins? Sometimes, my daughter has sometimes have some skirts that's too big, so they safety pin it closed. So is that an issue? What about safety pins? Is that an issue of Topher? So if you look at the Karban Asanel, hundreds of years ago, the Karban Asanel on the bottom of the Rosh, so he talks about safety pins with a chumra. I gave you the carbon saddle in source 14. It's quoted in the Shabbos home. He quotes it verbatim. Hatofer shtei yiras chayev. V'halo kaimi. Amar amar rachanavu shekoshram. Mashma de'ikar kushis hashas lo hayam malacha avavoda avavastra. Okay. Lakach tama ani. I wonder, says the carbon saddle, may ayin noagin ha'olam, why is the world nohei, shetochavin in machat, They insert with a needle. Shekorin shtepnedel. I don't know Yiddish. Im hamalbush. They use a needle with the clothes. Ha havi shtei tchivos. It goes through 2 times. V'chein anashim v'prag. Havi shtei tchivos. It's some type of needle that's holding the clothes together. The Karban Asanel wonders, why is that mutter? Mevur me Karban Asanel. Shehitachai di sichas pitachon. That means a safety pin. Right? Pitachon is safety. Sichas pitachon is safety pin. Leish lesser min haTorah. Shaharehu mari mechad mitzchivas machad gredov. Al zekazav sheish lesser min darbani. Keep it low kaimi. Nimsim kein b'machad shalonu. Dainu sichas pitachon shesogur mo, so you can close it. Vaydiski rasan im kayam ikach la'olam. It can stay there forever. Yesh lesser min haTorah v'sheit ha'pipos. Karban Asanel assumes that it is a problem for using safety pins on Shabbos. As you can imagine, yeah? Sorry? Oh. So, as you can imagine, most poskim assume lakula here. Most poskim assume lakula. If you look, turn the page, Rav Moshe has a shuva about this in 1959, Tashin Yotes. Rav Moshe in source 16, Be'inyan Chibor had diapers, right? They're back to diapers. But they didn't have the stickies in 1959, right? They had what you use, what we call now a cloth diaper. You usually put on your shoulders so the baby doesn't spit up on you. So a piece of cloth and use it for a diaper and you safety pin to the 2 sides. Right? It was much harder to be a parent in those days than to be a child. Right? So you didn't have that soft cushion. Oh, you got to rough it a little bit. Right? So you have these safety pins. Your emotion was asked. I mean, what, you have a choice then. You have to tie a little knot at the side. So Moshe would ask, is there any problem? Chibra diapers b'macha shekorin pin. V'chein chibra takshitei nashim. What about sometimes women? Women have sweaters or shawls, and they pin it up on the side. It's like wrapped around, they put it up. Is there any problem with that? L'bigdeyan, I dimachten, and yesh bozech shash tfir b'shabbos. He was asked this shayla. Says Rav Moshe, v'hineh, v'dover shemachaber ma'dayper shemalaf bin bo'atzi nokos ayde pin, you wrap it around the babies with a pin. B'chei mashem, b'chaber shanashem tachshitin, l'bigdeyan ayde pin. And yesh bozech shash tfira, says Rav Moshe, no problem. Hayanira ani azdaiti, b'tzitus, she'ein bozech shum chash, no problem. U'kamoshe no'agin shemachaber gavkin. Like people do, why? Why? The hatam mishum she'ein ze inyan tfira rak inyan perifa. Tfira means you put two things together and you create one unit. You glue two things together. You sew two things together. That's tfira. Perifa is a verb used in the Mishnah and Shabbos. It more means folded on top of each other. But if two things connected by a safety pin, those don't become one unit. They're connected to each other, but they're not unified. That's perifa. Skip down to where it's underlined. First continue. Because he compares it to buttons. Shagamke machabish de tzidi abegish lo yipo. Shemutter. Perifa is mutter. Ukahad machabra and they cross him. Ubekaftorin. Shanhanikra in buttons. Shagamke no kibertov. That's also kibertov. And nobody's going to say that's usher. Nobody says buttons are usher. So he says, what's the difference? Line 14 now. The tfira, the mashvish, nechalki beged, kebeged echamamish. Sewing, gluing, stapling even, creates a more serious connection. Kamosha haya ne'erag, as if it was sewn together. V'lachena told the shelah, therefore the told of this malacha, rak medavik miyaros ha'oros v'kolen. You glue two of these together. You make it one. But in all these cases of Bahad, the Kshiro, Prefa, the Crescent, the Kaftorim, all of these safety pins and knots and buttons, option is Chabrai, they zesh, Nechal, Kiyabegat, even though you're putting two parts of the Begat together, Huchibur, Shena, Osazam, Kibegat, Echad, it's not making them into one, and La'olam, Kishnei, Chalakim, there's still two, and therefore there is no Malacha. That's where Moshe matters, and based on this, the Shmir Shabbos as well, matters in Source 17. Mudel l'tchof sicha bebeged, kedei lahatsro, you could put a pin into a beged to make it narrower, smaller. Okne l'chavish, nechal kebeged shenikra, to put two parts of the beged together that got ripped. V'gam mudel l'shamish b'sichas bitachon, you could use safety pins, b'macham kaftar shenilash. Sometimes if somebody lost a button, sometimes you put a safety pin behind in order to hold the shirt to be like a fake button. That's also mutter. Maybe only put it through once, not twice. Because twice is more of a serious tefillah-like action. Maybe only put it through once suggests the Shmir Shabbos, but that's just the Chumrah. That's just the Chumrah. It's not really made correctly. Okay, that is regarding safety pins. Which way are we going here? If you look in the Kitchen Hill for Shabbos in Source 19, the Dayan from Breuer, I guess the Shmir Shabbos was trying to preclude him. He says he thinks the difference between if you're just using a safety pin like most of the time, connecting two things together, versus if you're using it instead of thread. Meaning if something should be sewn together, but it was ripped, so you're using a safety pin, maybe that's acting like a tfira. Mashaken, like most of the time, is being used like a button. But we assume Lakula in both cases. Yeah. Sorry?
You're going to take it out, right?
So therefore it's not permanent anyway. It's tfira shein shakayan. Okay, that is safety pins. Next. Zippers. Any problem with zippers? So most folks can say no problem. Even though if you think about it, a zipper is a really strong, that's not like a safety pin. That's really making it like one. Like you zipper something together, so where did this come up? Let's say all of a sudden it gets cold over Shabbos. You want to put in your lining, the inside of your coat, which you might leave in it for 3 months. Or, let's say a towel's bag. Right? If zippering's a problem, you can't unzip it either. So is zippering an issue? So most poskim assume not. If you look at Rabbi Riviat in Source 20, one is permitted to remove and replace the zip-on lining of a raincoat on Shabbos, because in this regard, the zipper is merely performing the function of a button, and is therefore permitted even if the zip lining will remain for many months. It's not tofer. It's not a true connection. And therefore, says Rabbi Riviat, and therefore it's not tfira, even if it's going to remain in there for a long time. It's not called tfira. That is what the Ribiyat says. That's what the Shmir Shabbos as well. Paskins, the Shmir Shabbos is made here too. He says, look what he says. Rov klishit is kafim in roya ol v'shemesh. If you have a broken zipper, you now have to fix it on Shabbos. Also, l'sakra shkein yefizem mishum tikkun kli. Aval rov klishit asui laharkivo ulofarko. But a zipper that's made to be opened and closed, put on, take it off, like a lining of a coat, or a hood. Let's say a hood. Sometimes you have a zipper on hood. Kagon zeh, shebitnas me'il geshem, mischaberes bolo me'il. Kinnis. Mutra l'shamek rov v'shabbos. You're allowed to go put it on Shabbos. Look what he said was in the footnote. Shekain derech shimusho b'kach. There's that principle. Derech hashmisho. It's meant to be zippered. Opened and closed and opened and closed. Derech hashmisho. And therefore, it is not a problem. He is making. Let me just do the machmor shita and then I'll get to your question. There are, though, here a number of poskim that assume zippering is more serious than safety pins or buttons. And you can think about it logically, that it might be, it's more of a connection. Zipper, something's really connected. Right? More than a button. So there are a number of poskim that assume it is a problem. The Shevet HaLevi, I gave you in source number 24, assumes that it's more of an issue than the safety pins of the Karban Asana. He does on line 15. Aba baroch zanzeh, shashlibos ketanos, mischabro zelotov zeh, ke'ein tofer mamish, bevada yiro asar. It's the teeth fit in exactly to each other, the teeth of the metal. It's a perfect fit, says the Shevet HaLevi. Therefore, I think it's a problem. Bevada yiro asar, v'alfa misha efshar lefaskal bakalos, even though it's easy to open. Doesn't matter. Even if you sew something with three threads, you can pull it out very easily. It doesn't matter. If it's a connection, it's a connection. Maybe, so it is tfira, says the Shevet HaLevi. So the only heter you have is if it's a tfira she'ena shel kayama. It is tfira, not like the other poskim, but it has to be ena shel kayama. And therefore, it has to be undone within 24 hours, meaning you could have pants. That pants. So Schechter said, quoted that years ago, one time when the Rav said in a shir, he thought for a day, I forgot exactly the language of Schechter, said that for a day the Rav thought that zippers was mamish tefira, and therefore you can't. See, he said everybody has to get pants with buttons or with snaps. But the next day he came in and he said, I don't think so. But he says for a little bit they were all nervous in shir that they're going to have to change their pants. But Pashas, even if you say it's tefira, that's the Shevet HaLevi. Shevet HaLevi says it is okay if it's Eino Shel Kayama. Mikamakam Hamavur Sham Dim Nimlach Lefamim Lash Irokim Olam Anaf Gemina would be the lining in the coat. According to the Shevet HaLevi, if one puts lining in the coat, you got to take it out within 24 hours. You can't leave it there. According to their earlier post, it's not tefira at all. But according to the Shevet HaLevi, it would be Kishu Mehu that Asur B'Shavas Dim Kain Hachanami B'Chibra Pal Tazeh Lefamim Lash Irokal Achoref Yira Di Isura Ika. Just by the way, Rav Schechter is machmer for this. Rav Schechter does not close his talis bag on Shabbos. He leaves it open. I assume it's a whole separate Shabbos talis bag, but he leaves his talis bag open because he doesn't want to open it the following week. He doesn't want to close it. That's why he leaves it open, because he's machmer for this shita, assuming zippering is tefira, and therefore, again, pants is not a problem. Tov shein shel kayama, the Rama is maker adin. But if it's going to be last a week, it's going to last for a whole week till next Shabbos. So then he is machmer, therefore he leaves the bag open. Yeah. What about Derech Hashmisha? So he assumes not. Derech Hashmisha, he assumes that this overrides, because this is the inherent malacha. He wouldn't say it's Derech Hashmisha. Yeah. It creates too much of a connection.
Yeah. For the Shevet HaLevi, he said you could put in the zipping lining if you're going to take it out.
Yeah, you can put in the zipping lining if you're going to take it out within 24 hours.
It's like it's something that's only to last for a long time, though. So.
But just like your shoes.
So
I mean, we have a lot of malachas.
Talis bag also.
A lot of malachas have to do with your kavanah.
Well, talis bag also, you could just take it out in 24 hours.
You can, because it's your Shabbos talis. You're not going to take it out within 24 hours. You're going to leave it till next Shabbos.
And you could just have
it. So you can do the same act. A number of malachas are tali on your kavanah. Tying your shoes. You have kavanah. Right? Within 24 hours, it's going to go out. Find the gargoyle on a Torah. We'll talk about the malacha of kosher. Rabbi Willard told me that the first thing he did when he came to Riverdale was, when he became the rabbi, he says he changed the gargoyle on the Torah to a belt, to a clip-on belt. That's the first thing he did, because if you tie it on Minchan Shabbos, it's going to have to last for 3 days till Min, so it's more than 24 hours. So even though you do the same act Shabbos morning to Shabbos afternoon, it's mutter. So again, a lot of times it depends on the kavanah that you're doing. Yeah.
So if you, after Shabbos, you could just, before Shabbos over, you could just take out the lining and put it back in?
Take out the lining. Yeah, take out the lining. No, but you can't put it back in, because then that's going to last again.
And also,
take it out.
If the zipper is broken, like you think it's like broken, then you end up fixing it. Is that like one of
No, what do you mean if you think it's broken? If you think
it's
broken, it's probably not broken.
Like it's
so you just like, oh,
It's okay.
Stuck. That's not broken.
That's not a problem.
Stuck is not. It's just stuck. That's not broken. Just have to pull out the material that got caught underneath. That's not a problem.
So yeah. If it falls off there, you know how to put on the zipper. You know.
If what falls off? Okay. Roma Poskim say that zippering is not tofer at all.
No, I'm thinking if the zipper falls off, like that.
What?
If this like thing falls off.
If it falls off, but does even if you don't have the little hook thing, could you still go up and down?
Yeah.
So if you still go up and down, it's probably okay. Right. So you just don't have the. It's not as easy with the thing sticking out. Okay, that is zipper. Just two more quick points, and then we'll continue with the final applications next week. Velcro is, according to Rova Poskim, is not a problem. Velcro is not a problem at all on Shabbos. Where's the? Did I give you the Velcro? I didn't give you the. It's the Shmir Shabbos has it in the old one. Perk Tesbav Sif Ayin Tes. I didn't give it to you. Velcro is not a problem. And also, which came up in my house last week, what happens if somebody has to wear an ace bandage? Somebody's wearing an ace bandage. You know those two little metal things at the end of the ace bandage? So is that a problem to put those in on Shabbos? So again, it's mutter, especially if it's going to come out within 24 hours. That's not a real connection. That's like a safety pin. Just holding things together, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem either. You've got to know these halachas that, yeah. A safety pin, according to most posts, was not an issue, period. Some say if it's going to stay, let's say a woman has this type of dress that she wears, puts a safety pin in like once and it stays for a year. Maybe then you're going to be machmer like the carbon asana and take it out. But if it's most times it's going to be taken out by the end of Shabbos, before Shabbos, that's for sure okay. Yeah.
Is
your
shepherd is machmer for himself? Or is
it for I don't know. Yeah. A lot of Rosh Hashanah, a lot of chumers that he does for, you know, like if you ask him, say no. I'll say that, but.
Is there any time like when you put the pins and like you're ripping it all? There's no issue.
Which? The ace bandage?
Yeah.
Those pins? No, there's when it sticks in. If you stretch it taut, there are holes there. Not creating any new holes. That's just going in. It's very loose material.
What if you
did? I don't think not creating any real holes there. I mean, that material is not holes. Making separate holes in a material on Shabbat, that's correct. That we'll have to get to.
What about, like you said, I'm saying safety pins through material.
But safety, again, if you put material under a microscope, there's holes there. The safety pin isn't creating a new hole. It's just going between threads. Yes.
The sticky notes on the
ball? So we'll have to get to that next time. But we'll see, there is Bakum Mahakel for the sticky notes. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and then we'll continue with a little bit of tofer, and then more